temperature check and mic check and all these things,
oh,
right?
Oh, really?
So these are words in the English language, right? But the context we use them are, it's just like, you know, it's like those IT guys in propeller heads, right? You know, you got to put the USB on the Ethernet, and that's like, you know, and they make up all these
new combined words.
Yeah,
that
and
mean
so
something, and they might mean something in the future. Still.
That's right. That's right. So you hear them in the context, and they're able to function. You're like, what are they talking? But it's still English. It's like, you know,
it's a new vernacular.
It's technically modified. And same thing with the Occupy movement, which is a revolutionary movement, right?
Yeah.
It's actually, it's the third world psychological war. What's going on, right? It's corporatism versus whatever else, right? So, it's compassionism. We're trying to battle with compassionism. Like, you know, these are people, man. Like, come on, do you really need to have that much? And it's actually a mental health issue. This is my thing. It's like they haven't found a way that they've generated the love in themselves. They're like, I gotta keep everything. So, this is why this show is fall in love with yourself. It's all okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying making love to yourself. This is, you know, that's a crime in some countries. But just do it, man. Fearlessly look at yourself and everything you've done, every mistake you think you made, and just say, you know, no one is to blame. You know, and now you can take songs, right?
Yeah.
And you can inject them, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And so...
like a Christmas song. Anti-commercialism and...
Yeah.
It's tied to your wallet.
Yeah, it's tied to your wallet. So, all right. You have a Christmas song that you want to share with us? Mm-hmm. Is that the segue?
Sure.
Open the door.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
There you go.
Yeah, Danny Echo. Yeah, this Christmas song is called Christmas Cheer.
CGSL.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Have you heard? It's a merry time of year. Your bank accounts were frozen, as cold as they could get. No amount of icy frosting could sugarcoat the debt. But there's no need to worry if your stocks are filled with coal. When Santa gets stuck, he just climbs right back up and gets himself out of the hole. On Craigslist, but you never checked it twice. It turns out that your lover was naughtier than nice. There's no need to worry if you stopped your mistletoe, cause good turkey meat gets you back on your feet. There's no need to eat it alone. Let's hear your Christmas cheer. If you took a tip from Frosty, you'd be snowman of the year. Bestowed with boughs of holly, if you only shout your Christmas cheer.
Ching, 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 ching.
Have you heard? It's a merry time of year. Spread the word, let's hear your Christmas cheer. Have you heard? By now we've made it clear. Spread the word, let's hear your Christmas cheer. Let's hear your Christmas cheer. Let's hear your Christmas cheer.
Let's hear your Christmas cheer.
Everybody, let me hear your Christmas cheer. Everybody,
let's
hear your Christmas cheer. Let's hear your Christmas cheer.
It's open on midnight.
Yeah, Danny Echo. Ho, 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 amazing. So, yeah, I got to go to the mall before it's too late.
No, no.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Just give a hug.
Just
iTunes store. iTunes store. Buy this song. It's real cheap.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a video on our website.
See you live. Are you doing something live anytime soon?
We already did a couple. Yeah, we did a couple up in North.
Stop talking about yesterday.
Right. Well, that was before.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, North Bend. Yeah. Where did you do it at?
That was at the Shipbuilders.
Oh, wow, the new place outside?
It's actually really, really neat.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
But yeah, like we were saying, we just did a video. Ian and I were running around some lit up houses and got all lit up ourselves.
Oh, amazing.
It's probably the only Christmas video where you'll find, like, Portageons and
not true. Not true. This is Vancouver continuous
That's
development.
That's true.
I challenge you.
Yeah. How are the acoustics in those potty things?
Really good.
Even plastic, eh? Yeah, because wood's better.
Well, the wood ones are better. We can bring a bit of wood in with you.
Wait, I'm going to do that. I'm actually going to do the bathroom acoustics show, because we do video or remote versions of our broadcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we should do a potty tour.
It definitely has a close sort of reverb effect.
Yeah, it's very plasticky, though. It's not like...
Get a new one.
Yeah.
Try to find a new
one. It's like getting one of those really cheap Chinese... PAs, karaoke machines. You know, with a bad microphone. This is not XLR. How am I supposed to sing in this?
And the speaker barely holds on to your voice.
Yeah.
Pops out every now and then.
There you go. That's radio geeking for everybody. So, Art's going to do another public service announcement. Do you guys want to read one out? These are generally...
Ooh, yeah.
Really fun. Hold on.
What do we say?
Here's a CBC one. This is for May. That goes to May 2012, so you have some time. Here you can do one.
Really slowly.
Yeah. Just go for it. All right, Danny Echo's going to do a public service announcement.
Hi, this is Danny Echo with a public service announcement. The CBC and the Canada Council for the Arts are having a writing contest. If you have an original piece of writing and you want to share it, then go to the website. Prizes are for nonfiction, poetry, short stories. Go to cbc.ca/CanadaWrites. For the rules and regulations. Enjoy the writing and good luck to all!
Yeah, have a good night. All right.
Now I got mine. This is even better. This is the Gateway Theater season.
Ooh.
And it is the 26th season of this Richmond Theater, so come out and enjoy a show or two. This year they will have a few older shows like The Sound of Music. They also play full of Elvis music called All Shook Up, and a few other new plays full of laughter, music, and thought-provoking ideas. The Gateway Theater is at 6500 Gilbert Road in Richmond. Tickets start at $17.50 a single. Three-play package starts at $113.
Wow.
Go to gatetheater.com or phone the box office at 604-270-1812 for all the information. For more information... ...
Phone Danny
Echo.
I guess
that's be invented.
This is pretty pricey here. Oh, okay.
That's three.
So ticket 17 is all right for a single. Yeah. You know. But go with someone who's has lots of money. And then you go
supporting
for
supporting the arts.
Yeah, for sure. And Richmond's a really good supporter of the arts. So support Richmond.
I have been there.
The Gateway Theater. They're really good.
Richmond? And the Gateway Theater.
6500 Gilbert. So, yeah, I heard 113, and 113 for an artist is whoa. Let's see, I could buy a cajon with that, and we're percussionists. So. All right, you got one too.
Okay, we have another one. It is the Winter Farmers Market. Are you interested in eating fresh fruits and vegetables?
Yep.
Here's your chance. Mm. The Winter Farmers Market is running from November 5th to April 28th, 2012, on each Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Nat Bailey Stadium, located at 30th Avenue on Ontario Street in Vancouver.
It's that big building.
There will be up to 60 vendors. Wow. Hot food and beverages will be on site. rain or shine. For more information, please visit www.eatlocal.org or call 604-879-FARM.
Yeah, eat local. Invite me over, I'll eat local. And yeah, your table. Yeah, what's going on? What are you eating?
Let's go to my neighbor's house.
Yeah.
It's pretty local.
Not that local. You know, not eat intrusively. Yeah, what's on your plate there, man? Can I have your spoon? Yummy. Yeah, John Prince is back in studio. Keep him away around any gear in the present. The equipment in the past is toast. You know, you can have that for breakfast. Yeah, good thing John does photography.
Well, the camera survived.
The camera survived. Now we got footage of him clean up his mess. So you know, that's what occupiers do. They they're peacefully disobedient and clean stuff up after. All right, let's get back to our interview here, JPG in the present. Going to interview JPG in the past. And so, now, JPG in the past, you have a business degree here at SFU, and you you spend a lot of money on alcohol while here, and the education was actually really just a loss leader with the university so that you can pay for parking tickets, alcohol, cafeteria food, and all the ancillary devices that they use to fund the place. So now knowing that you've been had, how does that make you feel? Because us in the present know exactly what the whole scam was. Well, actually, I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of great people that... I look back and it's like, yeah, what the heck are they doing these days? And man, do I really want to find them on Facebook and then just open this whole Pandora's box up? You know, that's a good question. So have you done that? Well, ever since I deleted my fourth Facebook profile, I regularly purge these people. So they know I'm alive because they'll usually have mutual friends and so they'll see me tagged, right? So they know I'm still around, and somehow I'm on the outside. So, you know, I think your friends in the past are in the past, and at the present time, you had a good time. So you don't really have to go back and beat yourself up about something that you didn't do, knowing what today was all about, if you know what I mean, right? Yeah. So yeah, back then you're young and selfish, and you know how I know this? I don't know because I'm in the past, but this is what people tell me when I was there. So, all right, JPG in the present here talking again. Just check in with the future. Are you still there? Yep, I'm still here. I don't exist. Okay. All right, we're back in the studio presently, and we're broadcasting currently at CGSF 90.1 FM and on 89.3 Cable FM, Burnaby. Note, it is a legal requirement for us to do a station ID within 10 minutes at the top of each hour, containing all the information above. Oh, actually, that's more just for us. That was, sorry, small fine print, not close your ears. And we're also on the internet at cjsf.ca and TELUS HD channel 3706. Our request line is 778-782-2573, but we're not taking requests because we have glorious live musicians in the studio. But feel free to call the next show, Ryan Fletcher, Melodies of Mine, off the hook and interrupt him during his episode because he won't answer either. But at least listen to a show. It's pretty good. All right, back here in the studio. Let's talk about the future for you guys, because actually in musician world, you actually have to plan. So, schedule-wise, but you don't know what will actually happen. You know right. Where you will be physically, but in your mind, how do you prepare for this thing called the future that doesn't exist?
Very, very carefully. Just joking.
You plan very carefully?
You sort of set yourself goals, and you try to manipulate events to kind of end up there.
Goals and
manipulation. I guess everybody does that.
That's such a past thing.
It is. I know.
Are you not a Buddhist or something?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess you just sort of a lot of the, especially with festivals and stuff that we do, they have to be organized like now, like the summer festivals.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We're starting to organize them
now.
Because that's when they fill up their rosters. And of course, with a CD, you know, just to even record a CD, it takes about a year. So you have to plan ahead, and you got to figure out what you're going to do with it. So you got to know what kind of mixes you got to do, what the artwork's going to look like, and all that stuff. So
your past can really mess up your future.
It totally does.
If you're not in the present.
Yeah, you forget it. No going back to that.
Right.
And then you're just delayed more.
Yeah.
And more.
Well, I think you have to see. What I've realized with this kind of whole revolutionary concept that I've been part of is that, you know, there's a system that exists and it is partially broken, but maybe it's the best what we got, right? Mm. It's limping along. It's maybe 99% correct, maybe 90% correct. So you still have to negotiate the space between that system to survive today. Mm. If you totally disconnect from yourselves, from the system, then it's actually harder. Mm-hmm. And I tried to do this. I was cell phone free for 64 days. And I would just landline, not my own, someone else's, and internet as connection. I was fine. Mm. It was the people that were going to beat down my door because they couldn't get a hold of me that were still stuck in the system that couldn't get a hold of me. And I said, I will show up around this time. Just wait for the fog arrives, right? And it's like, no. You know, we had the and so there's things I always dependent on the system, like the bus, you know, it's like, I will go when it'll arrive. It's like, damn, there's no SkyTrain after this hour, right? Yeah. So, so there's this negotiation between the past and the
definitely system, because there's so many other systems and other people with different systems that you got to follow. So, yeah, you can. I've done that too. I've gone for a week without a cell phone, mainly because it broke down. I just couldn't be bothered getting a new one. But yeah,
you're too busy.
Yeah, well, I was too busy. Yeah,
you're too busy to actually fix the system that you're in that's broken.
It's true. I mean, I work in the film industry too, and you know. When you're on set, right? Yeah.
You're occupied.
You're occupied. Yeah, definitely occupied. Yeah. You can't do anything. Yeah. And, you know, although I do end up texting, I've got a smartphone now, so I can text these guys and email people that need information from us. But I wonder what the heck we did before all this stuff. Like, once they yell rolling, you look around the set, and everybody's got their heads down, their faces are lit up with iPhones and smartphones, and everybody's texting each other. Yeah. I just wonder, what did everybody do before that? And I asked some of the older guys, and they said, oh, they just went out for a smoke. I don't know which one's better, really.
So, basically, but, you know, these people, they're more efficient, so they have much more free time. So what are they doing with it?
Yeah. Just filling it up. Yeah,
that was the plan.
That was the plan.
That was the plan. So,
well, because the temptation to make more money in that free time,
yes,
is too overwhelming, and you just end. I mean, why not? Because obviously, then you need more money to buy more smartphones and to buy more.
You
technology.
Just have to be more efficient and layer, do the same thing and get paid eight times for it.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, that's what we're trying to do with the music.
Yeah. So you
would
get royalty.
What we're doing,
you get royalty. Yeah. You're live streaming. Yeah. You listen on radio, and then like. Yeah. Please donate here.
Yeah.
Ka-ching, 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 Merry Christmas.
That would be nice.
It's it's an amazing thing. So talk a bit about the process of getting into the festival thing. Like, you know, there's a lot of musicians that listen to the show, and they're all at different points in their career. And, you know, what's the strategy now that have you put in all your, you don't want
well, we
introduce competition.
Yeah. Well, there's so much competition.
Go over there.
Now, I mean, well, basically... Well, we have a manager that's doing a lot of it now.
Is it Jen?
Jen, yeah.
Yeah, she's great. I've never met her. Yeah, I never met her, but she has artists from her.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Does great but she's taken the reins on booking festivals and stuff. I've done a bit of it before we met her. And basically, you just have to... You got to find all these festivals. And sometimes there's lists for them. There's other festivals connected to other festivals. Other musicians know festivals. I think, is it BC Musician? Is that the magazine?
Music BC? Oh, BC Musician.
Yeah, BC Musician is a magazine. And I think every year they put out a list and contact information. If you can get a hold of that, or even get a hold of the people there, they'll tell you a lot of stuff. And you just basically, some of them are festivals, they're super small, and there's just like three people organizing it. You phoning them is the best. I mean, you can email them.
Find out the coffee shop they hang out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but if you can, you know, I found over the years, if you can just actually phone a person up and talk to them, it's way easier.
Well,
it's so easy to.
If you can actually get them to answer, this is the thing. This is like,
I know, we're all guilty of that.
Yeah, right? So if someone actually answers the phone, it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do, right?
Yeah. Well, if it's a business, you can get a hold of them.
Oh, that's
they usually answer. That's right. Business, but yeah, basically just contact people and send the CDs out. Make sure you have a good website all sorted out, and, yeah, and you have previous shows that you've done in the past,
yeah,
and what your plans are in the future, and you know, any
and stick
new releases.
Together for like 15 years like we have.
Yeah. That
oh
helps.
Wow, you guys have been together. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Long enough together.
You've outlasted most marriages that I know.
Yeah.
Including my own.
Well, yeah. See, the reason why it works is we don't live together. So.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So you're like what do you call it? Polyamorous acoustics.
Yeah, pretty
ooh
much.
Yeah,
you like that'll that? Be the name of the next album, I think.
There you go. Oh. Put me on there.
Yeah,
put me on there.
You can do the losing.
That's it. That's a yeah. Ginger snaps would be good. Yeah. Cool. All right, that's amazing. All right, so you got time for another tune?
Sure. We got. Well, we have this one that is actually on our first album, but we're just releasing a new acoustic album.
Cool.
In January, January 24th.
January.
I think.
All right, just start recording now, people.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm currently doing a video for this song, and it's got 60 hand claps. And if anybody's listening who wants to donate one hand clap, it's just like this, a video of yourself doing it, webcam, cell phone, whatever, send it to DannyEcho@DannyEcho.com.
Here.
And
you get in the video.
There you go. There, we'll do one here.
I haven't started it yet.
Okay, we'll do it.
Again, okay.
Okay.
Anyway, you ready?
So, say it again.
One. Anyway, so what we'll do the song. But if anybody has a hand clap that wants to get it on the video, send it to DannyEcho@DannyEcho.com, and I'll put it in the video. I'm about halfway done. Need about 30 more. And here it is. This is what it sounds like.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. It's
time to go. I'll just grab our coats. Let us say goodbye to all our closest friends who shared the night. I can count the years. Change is drawing near. It's your greatest fear that I might just survive without you here. But I'm left behind. You don't seem to mind. I stay at to someone else instead. I feel I'm underage. I guess that's all the rage. It's time to celebrate the ups and downs that come around with age.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
High claps, everybody. Beautiful.
That's a very, Dan Mangan brought the clap back, it seems. Did you know?
Like, oh, it's his fault. Oh, yeah, you mean this? Yeah.
It's just, well, I don't know. It just, I don't know. It's probably,
well,
people have clapped before, I think. I'm pretty sure. But
it's the best acoustic instrument ever.
Yeah.
Besides the voice.
I mean, this is the whole thing about being an off-grid musician, right? You can just be like, you know.
Yeah.
Here, David, I was chilling in Kentucky Fried Chicken, just minding my business, eating food and finger licking, you know. Ryan Fletcher, Melody's Mind, host of the following show, is going to promote his show amongst musicians who are sitting outside. More musicians are invading Occupy. If I know beforehand and I permit them, it's not an occupation. It's an invitation. Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
See, I'm redefining language in my own mind. Because the language in the past is different than it is now. Because the future with this new language is going to be, I think, it's really amazing.
It just depends on how you say the word.
This is true.
Every way you say it, it could be a different word.
Just pronunciation or context?
Yeah, all of it.
Are your musicians coming in? Bring them in. Come on in. Don't. Yeah, sure.
Ryan, so, tonight on Melodies of Mind, which you're probably all listening for, we've got some incredible music, some of the best music in the world. I took a trip this week all around the world to see where the best music is, and then I made friends with all the best musicians I found, and they're here tonight.
Musicians of the past, listen to what he's saying.
Yeah. So on the show, we're going to have Leah Barley. Maybe you could tell us a bit about what to expect from you, Leah.
Banjo. Oh, folk nice. Awesomeness.
All right. And we have Davia Katari here for some seasonal music.
Yes, we're glad to be back here, Ryan. We look forward to playing a couple of tracks off.
By popular demand.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
We look forward to playing a couple of tracks off of our new album, Davia Katari. It's self-titled. It's our third album. And we'll play a few tracks from last year's Christmas album, Freya. Okay.
And we've got John Bowman.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm here to play a few songs from a CD that I put out last July, my first CD called Beach on the Ocean. Yeah.
And I'm amazed by how incredibly humble these guys are, because they draw millions of fans everywhere they go. In fact, SFU is occupied by their fans right now.
Can you feel Security. The hyperbole, people?
Yes.
Ryan gives you a gift every year. He speaks of it bigger than it is in reality, so you can't return it, because all that extra stuff doesn't exist. So, thank you, Ryan Fletcher. Poetry.
All right, so that's at 8 o'clock. Nomination.
Thank you. Unoccupy my studio. All right, well, that's almost it. Where's the echoers?
Oh, there's...
Come on in, we're not done yet. Yeah.
And guys, we got to do another public service announcement.
Yeah, do another one, that's fun. Well, why don't you announce what you guys are doing, like other things? Come on.
Oh,
like,
actually, if anybody's on Commercial Drive tonight, head on down to Sar Babushkas. I'm actually playing with the bass player and the drummer from our band who aren't here. We all play sort of in each other's bands, and we're just going to be playing a bunch of covers, a bunch of originals, and just having a good old time. It's acoustic, sort of three trio thing. So,
what's the address of this place?
I think it's 5th and Commercial.
Yeah, just go up and down, man. Just park once, like... You know, do you really need to know?
It says Sorry Babushkas on the side of it.
Babushka.
Oh, come like say hi.
And Ian and I would like to add that we're both graduates of SFU ourselves.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And you can actually get a job that makes you some money when you graduate university.
Really?
Yes,
tell
you
us,
really
please.
Can.
Tell us. You could charge people for it.
Paper roots.
Old Radical SFU. Yeah. But I got a business degree from Old Radical SFU. Can you believe that? It's like, explains
a
lot.
I was in the fine arts department in... That doesn't seem to even exist anymore.
They had a trailer for the longest time.
Yeah, it was in the oldest, crappiest part of SFU or whatever that had most of my class.
That's like, wow, that's not very fine at all.
Yeah, arts degree.
But you got now a big building funded by like a gold company. So we now have activism and arts and business all together.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Still has the same old chlorine in the quadrangle there, though, that they've had for a billion years.
So. Yeah, no, that doesn't change.
Still the same slime on the concrete.
That's pretty much it. Soundtherapyradio.com. You'll hear this episode sometime on there when I get to it. And tweet us at Sound Therapy Rad and find us on Facebook, Sound Therapy Radio.
And DannyEcho.com.
DannyEcho.com, yeah, I forgot about you guys. And thank you for the rest of our guests in the program, JPG in the past and the future. And even though he doesn't exist, we'll acknowledge him. Good night!